Ira Salters. She is the president of the Michigan Education Association. Iris, how are you?
Good morning, Tony.
Are you ready?
Great.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Well, I'm hoping for a sunny weekend.
what is sun, Iris? I'm not even sure anymore. Well, let's talk about school reform. As you know, the governor laid out a plan focusing right now on Detroit, but obviously other challenge districts throughout the state could fall under the umbrella of all these new rules and regulations and reforms. I wanted to get your take. I know you've had a little chance to digest all this information. What's your take on it?
Well, it's not, you know, we kind of expected that there would be something like this. As you recall, in the law about a year ago, there was the setup of a system that could possibly be utilized for that type of thing. But it was based on not being up and running for the next year, year and a half. Under the Department of Education, and the governor has decided to do it in another way, and that would be this other school district. Certainly, we want the schools that are not performing to be able to improve and get to a status of performing. But I think the judgment is still out as to whether this is the better way or not. So it's really hard to say yay or nay at this time.
Well, from what I understand, the plan isn't necessarily new. It involves a statewide district with 34.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. But the plan also enables the structuring to fall under this umbrella. The district or the decision making process would fall on principals and teachers. Funding and things like that come to issue. What I heard from some folks we talk with, Iris, is that here we go with another layer of legislation, if you will. Will that help? And you know something else we've been hearing from folks that we've been talking with, not only about this but other education issues, is that it seemed like for the last year or so, teachers were getting beat up and they were making too much money and their benefits and salaries were being put out at the forefront of these discussions. But more and more now we're hearing, hey, what about the administration? They should share some of the burden for some of these financial challenges that the state's having with education.
Oh, very true. But it's interesting, with the governor's plan, the money that is, I suspect, is going to be rolled in to those schools that are very much the money we have said for years that we needed to have more resources totally across in education. So, you know, I am not going to comment on whether I think his plan is going to work or not work, but I want him to look at also, what are you doing for the rest of the schools in Michigan? And how do we make sure that every child, whether they're in that school district or whatever school district, has a great public education?
And I guess that comes down to the money that is being given to these schools. And you hear one group saying not enough money goes directly into the classroom to the students, that too much either goes to administrative or teachers. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, teachers are part of the classroom. You can't have the classroom without the teacher. Education is a labor-intensive problem, and we have to be able to provide the kind of staff that are highly qualified, that are doing the best job that they can do in all of our classrooms. So, yes, we need more money funneled into the classroom, but we also need the ancillary kinds of things. As a classroom teacher, I can't do the best job I can do if part of my students really need to have some additional work from social workers, or they need to have diagnostic services, or they need to have decent meals, breakfast and lunch. If those things aren't provided, then I can't do the best job that I want to do in the classroom. So it really is a team education effort. But I think that as we look at administration, one of our concerns is that we provide the training that's necessary for our administrators to become highly qualified in what they need to be doing. And nobody's talking about the fact that it doesn't matter if you put all this emphasis on the teachers and on school employees in general. You do have to have an educational leader.
We're talking with Iris Salters, who's the president of the MEA, on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Iris, I attended the recent retirement party for Jerry Swartz, who is the outgoing president of the LSEA, and he is going to be kept on for a year as a consultant. He's going to be working with contract and other issues. But what I found interesting, what really stuck out to me about the whole evening, was the fact that many teachers and administrators kept saying, we've got to keep the fight going. We've got to keep up the fight. And I found that interesting. It seems to me that two sides have been pitted against each other too much, and we need to find an environment of compromise where everyone was on the same page and on the same team. What do you think about that?
Well, certainly we all want that. But if you were an educator in this state, you would also feel like you were a target. Everything that's being done at the legislative level is overkill based on trying to load up on the kinds of things they are putting on the very people that they want to do the best job that they can do for students.
Well, I find this topic fascinating, Iris. It seems to me that after all that's happened, that next year, when we come around to this, there's only going to be so much left that the teachers will be able to give back. It'll be interesting to see where we go from this and if we can find more funding for schools.
I certainly hope we can.
All right. Thanks so much, as always, Iris. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you soon.
Okie doke.